For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms. Hello. Welcome to Cheer Chat, you guys. Happy Hump Day. Happy March. Happy Women's History Month. I am fresh off the plane, basically. Getting back from New York City, you guys. I went to, let me recap and where I'm at. Like, my time zones are off, my body's off, but I'm so excited. I couldn't wait to give you guys the update on my trip. So let me break it down real quick. Let me see. How did this go? I left Sunday. Left Sunday, got to New York, and I went to the Brooklyn Nets game on Monday night. I got to attend the, court rehearsal with everybody. I'll tell you all about it. And then my plan was on Tuesday to go to the New York City Knicks game so I can see the Knicks City Dancers. I ended up doubling back and going to Brooklyn to catch the last half of that game. So I have so much to update you on. I'm going to try to take my time. Bear with me. I have my rosé. I'm going to take my little sip. And then I'm going to get into just my experience, my observations. I hope you guys had a chance to look at the posts. I posted the performances, and I'm loving all the comments. I haven't had a chance to catch up with everything yet, but we'll get into it. But if you haven't, go check it out, because what I'm going to say will make a lot more sense if you've actually seen the video. So hold, please. Literally, you guys, I don't even know what time zone I'm on. I mean, I'm just on a whole different planet right now. Let me just give a recap for people who do not know why I like to travel and go to these games. I think it's just important to frame up what I'm going to discuss today because, for me, you guys know I live in Seattle, Washington. This is my little passion project podcast, but I kind of invest my own time, money, whatever, into traveling wherever I can to see you guys perform. And part of the reason behind that is just because, A, I'm like the number one fan. Like, let's be real. I'll challenge anybody out there. Like, I feel like I am the biggest fan of this industry. I root for all of you guys. I'm excited by what I see on social media. I know social media doesn't give us the full deal. So being able to go to games and visit you guys really makes the podcast worthwhile for me. Not only just because I have content for videos and whatnot, and I'll stick my neck out on the line to get copyright notices and whatnot, but I just think it's important for us to kind of know what it's like behind the scenes, or actually as a fan at some of these games, to, experience what you guys are giving, because I know how hard you practice, I know how hard you work. And so, I can consume it all on social media and talk about it, but that doesn't do it for me enough. So this is why I try my hardest to, pick teams that I know give a show and that are willing to be so sweet to host me. And anyway, this is part of why I do what I do. And really, it's just about like uplifting everybody in this community and making us feel a little bit more closer connected than we can be over social media. So let's just be real. Like, I love, you guys probably already know how much I love the Brooklyn Nets. I've made that very clear multiple times. But I also have been very curious about the New York City Knicks Dancers, especially since the rebrand. I wanted to kind of see all the hype and just kind of like putting it all together from what we see online and what it's like in person. And so when I look to see like is there like a weekend or weekday where I can see both teams back to back, then that's what I'm gonna do. And that's what Monday, Tuesday night. I mean, both games were extremely crowded and packed for Monday and Tuesday, but it's New York, right? People are busy, they don't sleep, whatever, whatever. So that's why I went to New York, and I'm gonna get into kind of like my observations. And you guys have to let me know. Get up in the comments, chat. If you saw the videos, let me know what you like, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll start telling you what I enjoyed and what I observed. I really need this glass of rosé today. Okay. So now that I gave my little preamble, right, of why I do this and why it means a lot to me to see you guys perform, I just wanted to kind of like start by saying that, like, I know that there's only so much you can do on social media to convey like your performances. I know you can't post the dance videos. You have to settle for clips. And I know that, you know, you're trying to give us a little bit about like the vibe of your team and giving, just whether if it's casual, like what are you guys into? What's in your bag? Like you guys are doing the best that you can with social media. And I think we can all agree that the New York City Knicks dancers, Knick City dancers, I'm probably going to be jacking that up all night tonight. But the Knick City Dancers, I think we can all agree, have a very robust social media presence out there. I think the way that they feature like clips of their dancers, you kind of get the vibe that they feature maybe one of the nine dancers with each performance. And so, these concept video type performances at the game. So I think I was very intrigued by what they're putting out there and wanted to see what it's like in person. And I wish, I did not know that they were only performing once. I've seen them post their performances, and it looks like sometimes they perform twice a game. Hey, it is what it is. They only perform one time, so big fat bummer for me. And I knew going into it that they don't like have any sort of fan engagement before the game where they like are sitting at a table autographing things. And so I was kind of limited, and I understood that, but it was a little disappointing to not have a little bit more access to them and to only see them dance one time. But I posted their dance on my feed so that you can check it out. So this was like Noche Latina night. Why do we say Noche and night? I don't know, but whatever. It's Noche Latina night, Hispanic Heritage night, whatever you want to call it, for both the Nets and the Knicks City, the New York Knicks. So it was a lot of theme around that, promoting like whether it was the DJ, whether it was the national anthem singer. The Nets even did like their player introductions in Spanish by their announcer, so that was pretty dope. So anyway, let's get back to New York. So this performance that I posted, was kind of had that theme as well. And I think from my perspective, just because I'm greedy and I always want more, like they came out, they set up everything with their kind of like their risers so that they kind of have some dynamics in their performance. And they set it up, they did their dance, and it was great. And then they kind of like walked off, and I was just like, wait, like is that really it? They performed, I think it was like first time out, maybe second quarter, and I was just left like wanting more because it was just a vibe of like we have came, we have served, and we have left the building. And I know that there are a lot of teams out there that, hang out in the locker room, they come out and dance, and then they, go back to the locker room. I get that, but I think especially because there isn't like pregame interaction with fans, or you're not seeing them doing like sponsor activations in the stadium. Like they're just, I mean, in a truth be told, I did leave to go to the Knicks game. I mean, here we go. Knicks, Nets, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I need to drink a little bit more. I did leave, but I didn't get the feeling that that was part of the Knicks City Dancers vibe during the game. Like when you look at their social media, it looks like they do a lot of content building behind the scenes. So like photo shoots and, little videos, maybe TikTok, et cetera. But it's not, it just seems really insular. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't really seem like we're their fans. Like we're all following the content. We want to see more and more and getting to know the ladies. But it's a little standoffish in the sense that like the interaction really isn't there on game day. And I'm not saying that they should just be sitting out and throwing t-shirts or sitting out on the what do you call that, where people walk around, concourse. But I just wish they were a little less untouchable. I'll just say that. That was my kind of main observation, was just that, you know, I want to feel connected. Like, if I'm coming out to visit, and this is not about, like, being hosted and, like, allowed to go to court game practices and or pregame practices. This is just, like, as a fan, as the biggest fan of you guys, I want to see as much of you as possible. I want to see you utilized all throughout the stadium, the entire time, the arena, whatever you want to call it. And so when it's just so minimal in terms of your presence at games, I do get a little disappointed. So that's no dig on the Knick City Dancers or anything like that. I think it's just probably, you know, maybe the way that they view their entertainment. But it got me thinking, you guys, I mean, you know, taking these long flights, I got lots on my mind. But it just made me think, like, who, like, purpose, right? Like, what is our purpose as entertainers? And I think, like, you know, it might be a New York thing, it might be a Knicks thing, but maybe the way that they view entertainment is just entirely different than, you know, other teams. For me, that was kind of like a first of just, like, not seeing any kind of, you know, interaction with the fans at all. I just think that as a community, we want to kind of, like, feel connected. And I know social media does it, where everybody's following each other. But I felt a little bit, like I said, it was just, they're really into each other. They post a lot, they comment a lot, and they, you know, put out great, great, great content. But it's not so much, like, I don't know if they're doing it for who they're doing it for or the purpose that they're doing it for. Like, it doesn't seem to be like they're trying to reach, like, New York Knicks fans and they're trying to connect with them. Like I said, I think we're their fans. And so I, you know, they have very, like, friendly content. I'm not saying, like, they're, like, stuck up. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I just wish that it felt a little bit more, like, connected, even just in their performance, like, on game day. Cause I just felt like from them coming onto the, walking onto the court, getting set up, doing their dance and walking off, you know, waving a little bit at fans, but it just felt very like more. Does that make sense, you guys? I don't know. You'd have to see it, but I was left wanting more interaction, more, I'm doing this for y'all, like, hyping you. Like, it just felt like, look, there's a difference between, how did I write this down? Let me look at my notes, because I'm just rambling. The point is, I said there's, like, a difference between, like, a vibe where you're, like, dancing your heart out because you want to convey your passion and you're trying to, like, connect. You want the person watching you to feel what you're feeling. And, like, there's that kind of performance. And then there's, like, the kind of performance, like, where, like, I just served you some bomb choreo and I did the damn thing. I look good doing it. I hope you enjoyed. Bye. Like, there's a difference between, like, that kind of a performance and one that I feel connected to. And it's not, like I said, any sort of, like, I'm not saying anything negative. It's just, like, for me as a fan of you guys and watching and traveling so far, spending, I will not disclose how much I spent on tickets so I can get a good view of you guys and have good video. But yeah, I just felt like there was just a lack of connection, and it made me, like, kind of question, like, what is, with their rebrand, I think I'm struggling with who's it for, or, like, who do you consider to be your fan base, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't, there just feels like there's a disconnect, and I can't explain it any better than that. I had a lot of notes that I thought I did a good job of explaining it. It could be a New York thing, like I said, but I just felt like we are a community, and I get that this is kind of a space where you want to set yourself apart maybe from the other dance teams. This is a very different concept, as you guys all know, with 9 dancers. I think they're still kind of a dance team, but they don't really seem to be a dance team. And I mean, I'll guess I'll expand on this. So, like, when you go to a game and it is about fan interaction, it is about connecting with people, you know, you're out there greeting the fans, you're just all over the stadium working, right? To some extent, like, even the teams that I've seen that only, like, perform and then go back to the locker room, they do, like, a pregame parade around the concourse. Like, they're hyping up the crowd. Like, they're doing stuff to interact with the fans. And I just, with all of that missing, I just was kind of like, is this just considered, like, entertainment and that's it? No bells or whistles around it, except, like, the social media content, and we just get to feel connected via that. I want more. I don't know if anybody else kind of went to a game and kind of can relate to what I'm saying, but that's how I felt. I just wanted more, and not just performing more than one time in a game, but like more of a presence. Not just social media presence, but more of a presence and connection to fans. Because, and I'll just pivot here because I think I've kind of touched on everything. What makes the Nets so different and so special for me is just that, okay, let me fit, no, I have other notes. Let me get to my other notes about the game because just to make sure that I did not leave anything out. Hold on. Because it was very, very much a theme night. Okay, so yeah, okay, let me just give you the full picture because when I go in on the Nets, you're going to understand the big fat difference, okay? So like I said, it was Hispanic Heritage Night with the Knicks. They didn't do like the player announcements in Spanish, you know, they had a Hispanic, you know, pregame DJ and a national anthem singer. But you know what they do for the timeouts? It's t-shirt tosses, t-shirt toss, flag runners. That's the timeouts. And again, I left after the City Dancers performed. So I don't know if it was just more and more t-shirt tossing going on, but they performed once. And like, to me, that was kind of, again, I left early, but I didn't see, they like outlined their whole entertainment for the night. They put it up on the Jumbotron and it just felt like this isn't really like the typical game experience. So contrast, okay, Nets. The reason why I love going to the Nets games is because it is like such a production from A to Z. So I posted a lot in my story. I posted it on my feed as well. But like their dancers, both the Nets team hype and the Brooklyn Nets, they are part of their player intros, kind of like their pregame performance that they do. It is all orchestrated. I think they have two different versions of it, but it's a show from the beginning to the end. I don't remember how many times they performed that game. They have a halftime performance that they do. Maybe the Knicks City Dancers dance at halftime, but they didn't announce it that way. But I just feel like it's always such a very like well-structured, planned-out game that utilizes everybody equally. Like Nets Team Hype had their own timeout. P.S. I'm just such a freaking fan of Nets Team Hype. Okay, we'll get into that. So I'm just explaining kind of like the differences. And so, again, I'm not like ragging on the Knicks City Dancers at all. This is a bigger picture of like how they maybe structure entertainment on game day. But as a fan, I'm hella entertained when I go to a Nets game because, okay, let me just stick to my notes because there's just so much. I think they're like, everybody loves them. You guys have seen all the comments. It's just a very like forward thinking, trend setting, like on the cutting edge. Like I've just been watching our space evolve over the past 5 years. And I would say they have their footprint all over the place in this space. And everybody's just obsessed with them. So like, for me, it's like, if I could visit them every year, I would, because I know I'm going to actually see something different, see something so creative and see something that's probably going to be like inspiring other, you know, teams in the NBA to emulate. And I told them that. P.S. you guys, okay, the fangirl for me is, I mean, I'm a mess. When Chrissia let me like talk to the team for a minute, just introducing me, she was so kind, just so that they knew who this crazy lady is, like cheesing and taking video. I was so like awestruck in the moment. And I was trying to say like, do you know how many times I said literally? I was like, literally, you guys are like literally like the best thing that I've literally, it was so embarrassing. I'm trying to redeem myself tonight. I don't know if I'm doing a good job, but I was trying to explain to them, like, I see what's happening in this space and you guys are just so talented and creative and your delivery is so just strong and like, it gets me hyped. Like, I swear, like, I just wanted to say that and I just kept saying the word literally, but I just, it starts with the leadership in my view. I think Chrissia is absolutely amazing. She is their senior director of entertainment. She's been there for 9 years. Asha's the head coach. She's been there for 11 years. Celine, 9 years associated with the team. She's their assistant coach. Shanae, she's been there 9 years. She's their senior manager of entertainment. Like this dream team, and I'm leaving people out too, because I had some really interesting conversations at like the court rehearsal. So Ashley, she is their costume manager, and oh my gosh, Alexis, I literally just wanted to make sure I had this right. Is the assistant costume manager. But you guys, like one of the conversations that I had, like while I was, you know, hanging around, was just how much intention they put behind the costumes every single game for every single performance. And especially for Nets team hype, you guys know how I've talked about, like, you know, the male dance teams and just kind of like how we're coming around. We're getting better at, you know, being intentional of how we present them, like from their practice attire to their game day attire to all of the things. But like Ashley was explaining, like she took kind of like whatever, maybe it's their like nickname or like a name that's associated with their vibe and their style. And in like the graffiti art on their costumes, like she incorporated that into each and every one of their costumes, which I thought was just so special, like from head to toe, from their practice attire out there on the court to what they wore during the game, especially in honor of Noche Latina. Like it was just really, really nice to see, like, yes, we actually have somebody on our amazing team of women here. Shout out Women's History Month for this, because I don't think I've seen this throughout the NBA at all ever, where you just have like everybody plays a very special role in making this team what it is in terms of the leaders that they have on their team, the captains, shout out to them. Like it just felt like a well-oiled machine. Everybody had their lane. They all supported one another. They take chaos and turn it into like something amazing. So I got to go to the pregame practice. It was awesome to talk to Celine. We were talking about okay, so there's just so much. I'm trying, guys, to try to keep it contained. But so they had a performer with them for halftime, and I cannot do with the Spanish. I'm going to jack it up. But they had a performer. And so what Celine, and I saw Asha do this the last time I was there as well, where it's like they help stage the artists. So they kind of know where to go, know where the camera angles are going to be, show them like how the choreography is centered around their performance and stuff. And so just watching that process is always just so cool, because I think Celine had, you know, done the choreography for the piece that they were doing with the artists and just kind of like really helping this show come together, because sometimes this is like, you know, last minute changes and whatnot. And so I just watched the team adapt and just kind of like really, really, like I said, work so well together. So shout out to the leadership team for the Nets. It's they put together magic, and it's always something unique each show. Like when I ended up doubling back to go to the game, they had a whole different theme going on for Women's History. And I have to say, okay, I'm gonna stay in order. I go to the game after port rehearsal, got something to eat, come back, and this is what I mean in terms of like interaction. So they had a band playing, they had a DJ playing music in the concourse, and this is all in honor of like Noche Latina. And lo and behold, you had the Brooklyn Nets sitting at a table signing their poster card. You know how lighting is, just bear with me. But I just want to give a little bit of something to this, because they actually had an amazing photo shoot like in a subway, right? Which I thought was super unique. And look at that. Okay, I'll do a picture so you guys can see it. But it was awesome to see them up close and personal, take a little picture with them, just interacting with the fans, doing a little meet and greet situation. Again, just like the whole vibe in the arena was just about that night and the celebration and all the details, right? So like I said, like you had the player announcements in Spanish. You had a DJ. They had like a whole block party up in the stands where they were playing music. The Brooklyn Nets, a couple of them were up in the stands dancing with the fans. So like it was just really, really just such a vibe, like a show from beginning to end. The t-shirt toss, you guys, I'm just maybe it's just a difference between Knicks and like being in Brooklyn for a game. So I'm at the game. They do a t-shirt toss. The guy behind me literally falls over into the row in front of me. He goes past me into that row trying to get a t-shirt. I saw, like, I don't know how many, not fights, but basically struggles over people trying to get these t-shirts. It was just such a hyped atmosphere. And I swear, like, he bust up his shins. Like, I was there, Chuck. I was. And I saw that you were teaching your freaking bomb, bomb, bomb dance routine to Mary. Like, I wish I could see this tour. So you guys, Chuck, and they danced to that song, and it was like, it made me think of you. The Nets team hype did. I was in New York, and I definitely thought of you. You were teaching, actually, that night, if I remember correctly, when I went to the Knicks game. But anyway, t-shirts toss was on another level. I love how Nets Team Hype was out there with the t-shirt tosses. I forget the name of their group that does that as well. I don't know what's going on outside, you guys. I'm sorry. But, you know, it was just a very, very hyped environment. And I think at the Knicks game, in contrast, it was just very, like, people in their seats. You know, if it comes to me, yay. But it was just very, very different. A very hype environment. So what else was I going to say? So, oh, the part that I really wanted to touch on, too, was just how well the Brooklyn Nets and Team Hype, like, perform together. Like, it feels like it's one big team. Like, the chemistry, like, watching them in their circle while they were, you know, they do this every game where they kind of huddle up and Chrissia mentions kind of the outline of the game and, you know, somebody kind of does, like, a roll call. It's just, like, but seeing the way that they interact with one another, just when they're just hanging out and waiting around in the, you know, in the back, like, it shows in the way that they play off of each other when they dance. And so it makes them so fun to watch. Like, I don't know if you caught the routine, but they had a routine where they danced together. Nets Team Hype danced alone, which I thought was really dope. And I just think that they have this synergy that I just haven't seen in the NBA. We have a lot of co-ed teams, and we also have, like, you know, maybe a female team and then a male team. But, man, the magic when they get together is just, like, so electric. You have to see it. Please go watch. And so I just wanted to also make sure that I commented on, like, just the entertainment quality. Like, when I watched Nets Team Hype perform last night and they were dancing to Mary, like, the personality of the guys, like, really, really came out. Like, he's just, oh, please watch it, because it's something that you have to just, like, see to kind of understand the vibe. Like, I was beaming from ear to ear when I was recording that performance, because there was just joy in the air. And, like, everybody was connected with that same joy. And so it just translated. And I'm, like, hearing people around me, and the not just the applause at the end. It's just kind of like you touched somebody. Like, you made somebody smile. You made somebody want to dance. Like, it just made me feel good. And this is why I travel. This is why I'm so passionate about being there, because that's something that you probably can't, and I hope you can feel it when you're watching these videos back, but it's just something that being in the building and watching your blood, sweat, and tears from, like, pregame rehearsal all the way to when you actually deliver that performance, seeing that whole process really just feeds me, because I think it reminds me of, like, why we're here. Like, you're out here performing so that you can make that connection with people and make them want to cheer for you, make them want to cheer for that team, make them want to maybe be you one day and be out there dancing. And so I just, you guys know what I try to explain, like, I want to feel something. And I just felt like the Nets games were really, like, something that connected for me and makes me want to just go back all dang on time. But I just want to give a shout out to how hard they work, how, you know, I just want to say that I see you. Like, I really do see you. And I don't care if I get in trouble with a little ding for posting your videos. Like, I really just want everybody to see what you do on the field, on the court, because it's different to put, like, a little clip. It looks good for the gram, but it's, like, it's not the same. And so I'm so glad that I took my time to get out there. I really appreciated seeing both teams. I hope I made sense around, like, what I was trying to explain with the difference between the two. It's not to pit them against one another. It's just a different experience. And because we're all a community, and I really do care about uplifting all of the great things that you guys are doing. You guys all have social media. You're all following the same accounts that I am, but it's something about being there in person that brings it home a little bit more and hopefully puts a spotlight on what you guys are doing. So with that, I mean, I'm going to see if anybody has anything that they want to add, any observations. I'm actually going to be going, there's so much happening. I'm going to Chicago for a game on March 25th, and I will see the Lovables, and that might be the last game that I'll get to see for the NBA season. I'm not sure, but again, I'm just excited to come out and support you guys and to see what you're up to and to promote the heck out of it, share kind of like what's different about game day and how you go about entertaining your fans. But yeah, I just wanted to share before time passes by of what this trip was like. I feel like I've been going, actually, this is my third week in a row traveling, you guys, and I probably need to sit my behind down somewhere. But if you don't have anything else, I just wanted to share what the experience was like. I hope that there'll be additional opportunities to see more of the Nick City Dancers, not just on social, but like performing or connecting with, you know, with the community, with us as fans. Like, that's what I really want to see. With that, I think, what else do we need to talk about? We have some exciting interviews coming up, an episode coming up next week. I really wish I could have got it done tonight, but the travel van, like, oh, you guys have no idea. So, again, Allie Miller, if I'm jacking up her, yes, it's Allie Miller. We have an episode coming out next week about nutrition and getting your body right for auditions the right way. I have some really, really cool interviews coming up, so I can't wait to share them with you. Just bear with me. Like I mentioned last week or whenever that was, Cheer Chat is also going to be available on your podcast site. So if you don't catch me live on Instagram, that's why I have this mic in front of me. You can listen to it. We're just like it's a podcast episode. So until then, I will see you guys. Any other news for the order? Chuck, I'm going to, everybody who is live needs to go follow King Chuckaduck, because this tour of this Mary J. Blige routine to, what is it called? Fine. I'm fine. Whatever the hell it's called. Just fine. Whatever it's called. It's amazing. He is like packing up these studios with people learning this high energy, such a vibe routine. And I'm excited to keep seeing footage from that. But go follow if you don't already. Amazing choreographer based out of New York. I'm sorry I missed you. Anyway, you guys, I'm going to finish my rosé and crash. I don't know what time zone I'm on, but I need to get back on Seattle time real quick. Next time, I will see you guys soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.